Got another sermon here, so. Let's pray and ask God to bless our study of the Word of God. God, we pray that you will meet with us this first Sunday of the new year. Cause us to look to you, because we know that you're the only solid rock that will get us through this new year. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but romantic comedies are obsolete today.
我不晓得你们有没有注意到那些就是比较浪漫的这些喜剧呢，就已经在现今已经不流行了。No
one goes to see a romantic comedy anymore. In fact, they haven't made any romantic comedies for about 10 to 20 years.
没有人再有兴趣去看这些浪漫的喜剧啊，这些的，就是在过去的十年、二十二年之内已经不再有新的出现。
Now I want to tell you why.
我要告诉你为什么。
Are we okay? We're still all right. Okay. The reason for this is that no one today in our secular culture believes in the possibility of living happily ever after.
你知道吗？在现今的社会里面，人们已经不再相信那些永远的幸福、快乐这样子的事情了。Look,
you don't need me to tell you that we're living in quicksand as we go into a new year.
我们呢都是过着匆匆忙忙的日子。
And everyone is looking around for a rock, something that they can place their feet on as we go into the future.
人们呢都在寻找对他自己能够站稳的磐石。
Which leads me to this question. What is your rock as you go into a new year?
那现在我要问大家一个问题，就是在你进入这新的一年的时候，你的磐石是什么呢？
I want to talk about this, and I want to base our thoughts on Psalm 87. So if you have your Bibles, turn to please to Psalm 87.
我们今天要讲的经文呢，就是在诗篇的87篇。
Psalm 87 reads like this. He has set his foundation on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush, and will say, this one has been born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, All my fountains are in you.
诗篇87篇中说，耶和华所立的根基在圣山上，他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人，是在认识我之中的。 看哪，菲利普斯和推罗并古实人，个个身在那里。人到喜安，必说这一个那一个都身在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个身在那里。歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的全员都在你里面。Did
you hear the joke about the guy who was recovering from surgery?
你听过这样一个笑话，有一个人在那个恢复，就是开刀以后的恢复当中。
And the nurse came into the room and said, How are you feeling? And he says, yeah, I'm feeling okay.
那护士就到病房来问说，你感觉怎么样啊？ 那他就说我还好啦。
But he added, you know, I didn't like the four-letter word that the surgeon used when he was operating on me today.
他说，但是呢，我不喜欢那个开刀医生今天在他开刀时候说的那个四个字的一个字，四个字母的那个字。The
nurse got really nervous and she said, what did he say? What's the four-letter word he said during surgery?
那护士呢，很紧张，就赶快问说，他说了什么？
And the guy said, he said, oops, oops.
他就回答，他说他讲的这个话就是叫"oops"，哎呦。
That's the word that many are saying. That's the operative word as we're going into a new year. Whoops, what on earth is going to happen this year?
那这也是对我们现在来讲也是合适的，就是说我们在进入新的一年的时候，我们会不会讲说，哎呦，发生什么事情这种感觉？
You know, about the best thing we can say about the future is the future lies ahead.
我们最好的就是讲法呢，就是说我们能够知道说这个未来是在我们面前。Again,
look, we're living in quicksand times, and everyone is looking around desperately for a rock to stand on this year.
那我们就是过着这么一个匆匆忙忙的那个焦虑的日子，所以呢，每个人都想要寻找一块就是坚实的磐石。
And I want to tell you, that's the big idea of Psalm 87. Psalm 87 is telling us the only rock that we can really stand on as we go into a new year.
那诗篇的87篇呢，就告诉了我们很好的一个，就是告诉我们一个原因，就是我们在进入新年的时候，我们以什么来坚定我们？
If you look again at verse 1, this is a big idea. It says, he has set his foundation, that's the rock, he has set his foundation on the holy mountain. The foundation is God's gospel.
他这里第一节、第二节就说了，耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。他所指的这个就是说，我们的根基是建在神的话语上。
But I want you to get something else very interesting that the psalmist says here.
我现在要看到就是这里所告诉我们的。He's
saying not only is God's gospel the rock, but the church that preaches the gospel is also the rock on which we stand as we go into a new year.
他说的这里讲了，不仅仅是这个圣经是我们的基础，那也是这个我们所敬拜的那个圣所，我们的教会也是我们的基石。When
he says in verse 1, he has set his foundation on the holy mountain, he's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about the temple.
他那时候也讲的说，那个在所立的根基在圣山上，他所讲的是耶路撒冷，是教会。So,
as we're going to see, actually this is a prophecy of the church. He's saying the church is the rock, the foundation upon which you can stand as you go into the future.
所以这些预言家们，他在这里讲的就是说，我们呢，就是教会呢，是我们的那个根基。Now,
I'll tell you what, you know, when I say to you that the church is a rock on which we can stand, I can see some of you rolling your eyes because, you know, have you ever been disappointed in the church?
所以当我在告诉你们说我们的教会是我们的根基的时候，也许你的眼珠就在转说，啊，那个在教会有没有经历过一些不愉快的事情啊？
Because let's face it, there are times when the church really is anything like a rock. And so, you know, here's a psalmist telling us that we're to stand on the rock is the church, and we say, you know, how can this really be?
所以呢，我们可以看到说，其实教会里面有很多时候呢，我们不觉得它是我们的根基。那为什么这里呢？这那个深思作者会告诉我们，我们的教会是我们的根基。
Just want to say, if at the start of a new year you're disappointed in the body of Christ, you need to hit the spiritual reset button.
如果你在进入这个新年的时候，你对那个圣经、对神有失望的地方的话，你要重新再那个按这个重来的这个按键。
Because starting in verse 3, it's interesting that we are given insight into how God views the church. No longer how we view the church, but how God views the church.
在87篇的第三节里面呢，他就告诉了我们神是如何来看这个教会的那个，我们说我们是怎么看的教会，那我们来看神是如何看我们教会。
Notice in verse 3, it says, glorious things are said of you, O city of God. Now what has happened is we have changed the scene from on earth and we're seeing how God in heaven views the church.
第三节里面就说了，他神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。这里就是看到了，就说神是如何来看待这个教会的。
And in verse 3, God tells us that he sees glorious things when he looks at the church.
神这里是说神在看这座城的时候，他所看到的是荣耀的事。
In addition to this, I want you to notice for a few minutes today, three insights that this passage gives us as to how God views the church, because this will encourage us in the new year.
所以我们看了这三节经文呢，就是告诉我们说神是如何来看待我们的教会的。这也是在我们进入新年的时候给我们的一个指引。
Okay, first of all, in verse 2, we're told that God loves the church. Look at verse 2. The Lord loves the gates of Zion.
这里呢，第二节的地方告诉我们说，神爱锡安的门。
One of the problems I have today with the internet sort of church, the internet Christianity, is what I want to explain to you now.
那我们今天也要解释一下，就是说在那个网络上的一些那个传道的一些事情。
You know, it's really easy to love other Christians on the internet.
就是说很容易你能够爱上网上的那些那个基督徒的一些事件。
Why? Because what you're doing when you talk about you're talking to other Christians on the internet is you're loving them from a distance. It's easy to love people from a distance.
为什么会这样呢？因为说你在网上跟一个另外一个基督徒在交流的时候，你们是有个距离的，并不是面对面的，所以是比较容易接近和那个爱上那个有距离的那个人。
But it's a lot tougher to love Christians up close, and that's what we're called to do. We're called to be the body of Christ and to love other Christians up close, not just from a distance, but up close in the body.
但是呢，如果说你面对面很近距离的时候，就很难做到是跟这个人很接近。所以呢，我们这里要讲的是我们教会整体，我们要怎么来爱神。
A second insight about how God views the church is found in verse 6, where we read, "The Lord will write in the register, this one was born in Zion."
那这里呢，第六节也告诉我们说，当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
This simply means that God is writing constantly about the church, and specifically, he's writing your name down in the book of life.
所以呢，神在一直呢，就是在记录这些在教会里面发生的事情，他也会记录到你发生的事情。
And the good thing about it is this: when he writes your name down in the book of life, he spells your name correctly.
当他在那个写这些教会的每个人的那个记录到他那个教会的记录上时，他会写每个人的名字是正确的。
The point that I'm trying to get at is this.That you can be secure as you go into a new year because your name is written in the book of life.
因为我们要告诉你，就是说你在进入新年的时候，你的日子是有保障的，因为你的名已经记在神的那个记录当中了。
That brings me to a third thing I want you to notice about how God views the church. God loves diversity in the church.
我们也讲到了说神他爱我们教会上各种各样的种类的人。
Look at verse 4. Look at the diversity here. I will record Rahab, that's Egypt. I will record Egypt and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia and Tyre along with Cush, and I will say this one was born in Zion.
在第四节里面他会告诉我们说我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的看啊菲利士和推罗并古实人各个生在那里。
What you got to understand here is that these are five nations and interestingly they are five nations all of which surrounded ancient Israel and were bitter enemies, hated Israel.
这里讲到的是五个不同国家的人，他们呢都在那个以色列呢聚集在那里，其实他们是互相憎恨的。
For instance, Egypt was an enemy to the north. You have to the east, Babylon was another enemy. To the south, the Philistines, and to the west, Tyre. So the idea is, there was a time when Israel was surrounded by enemies. But now, thanks to the cross, former enemies become one in Jesus Christ.
所以我们讲到那些埃及的人会、那个憎恨另外一边的那个南部的人，还有巴比伦人，还有那个腓力斯人，他们都是互相憎恨的，都是聚集在那个以色列的那个边上，因为神的缘故把他们都团结到一起了。
To make this practical, because we're not surrounded by enemies like ancient Israel was, the practicality is this: we need each other if we're to be the body of Christ this year.
所以呢，我们讲到说，并不是说我们周围的人都是互相憎恨的，但是呢，我们要讲的是，我们每一个人呢，都是我们教会的一体。
I want to tell you a story about a preacher who drove into the parking lot of Walmart recently.
我要讲一个传道人，他最近呢，在那个沃尔玛的那个停车场。
And as he got out of the car there in his parking lot, he saw this guy harassing this woman.
当他走出车子的时候呢，看到有一个男人呢正在侮辱一个女的。
And so, you know, he looked like this guy was going to get physical with this woman, and so he said, you know, I've got to confront this guy. And so he started walking towards the guy.
他呢就想说，唯恐那个男的呢会动手打这个女的，他就觉得说他要做什么事，所以他就开始往他们的方向走。
This guy was big.
那个男的是很高大的一个。
So as he's walking towards this guy, going to confront him, you know what he did? He looked around to see if anyone was going to back him up.
在当那个传道人他走近他们的时候呢，他就左右张望一下，看看有没有可以帮他的。
And sure enough, there were two or three guys walking behind him. And so that made him feel real courageous. He said, maybe the three or four of us can all take on this guy.
So when he saw there were two men walking behind him, he felt encouraged. He thought, oh, maybe we can all take on this guy. Maybe these two or three people can all take on this guy. Maybe we can all take on this
guy. So he walked with complete confidence now, went up to this guy about 5 feet away, and then he said to him, hey, buddy, why don't you pick on someone your own size?
那当他走到靠近他的这大概五尺的时候呢，他就跟他讲：“嘿，他说你听那个，为什么你不找一个跟你一样巨那个宽大的人来那个对付啊
？”And he looked behind him, yeah, to see the three guys that were back. There was no one behind him.
结果当他再回头看一下的时候，他后面的那几个男的全都不见了。
What had happened is they had taken about four or five steps and stopped to watch what was going to happen.
所以呢，他又往前走了几步呢，他看是会发生什么事情。
So there he was, on his own, having to take this guy on, and he said, "Thank God he ran away."
所以呢，他就是看了一下，就是就那个再等了一下，没有什么事情发生。他说他感谢神，那个没发生什么。
Then on the way back, and he didn't say it, but he was thinking, "Thanks a lot, guys, for your support."
当他在我回头左右碰到那几个男的时候，他说：“谢谢你们帮我啦。”
I'll tell you what, if the church is to function effectively, we need each other. We need everyone to support the ministry of this church.
我们说，如果我们要我们的教会强大的话呢，需要我们每一位的那个团结在一起，我们来支持这个教会。
As we close, I want to give you three takeaways from.Psalm 87.
这里我要讲，在我们结束之前要讲三点我们可以从中学到的。
First of all, this year, this is a priority. This year, you've got to connect with God.
首先我要讲了，今年你必须要和神建立关系。
Look at verse 4. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who what? Who acknowledge me.
讲到第十节前面的，他说：“我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人，是在认识我之中的。”
Look, this year, you're called upon to acknowledge God regularly in your life.
今年你一定要跟神要认识神。
You say, what does it mean to acknowledge God? Does that mean simply, yeah, I believe in the existence of God? No, the devil and the demons also believe in the existence of God. It means much more than that.
这并不是说只是说你相信有神有这样子的事情，并不这是不够的，因为这些其他的那些人也知道有神的存在。
The word translated acknowledge here is the Hebrew word yada, and interestingly, get this, in the Old Testament, it's a very rich word, and there are over 190 different ways in the Old Testament where believers acknowledge God. Over 190 different ways in which you can acknowledge God this year.
这里呢，这个acknowledge是讲认识，这是在那个犹太文里面是叫yada，那是一个很重的一个很深刻的一个字，它在圣经里面有190次提到这样子一个字。Okay,
that brings me to a second takeaway. This year, if this church is to really function, you've got to make music.
我们这样讲的第二点就是说，我们要让我们的教会兴旺的话呢，我们一定要为此歌唱。
Look at verse 7. As they make music, they will sing, "All my fountains are in you."
这里看到第七节，他说，歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的全源都在你里面。
You want to know what Satan's ultimate goal is for the church this year? I'll tell you what it is.
你知道撒旦对我们教会的这个想做的事情是什么吗?
He wants to suck all of the joy out of the church.
他要把教会里面的喜悦给拿走。
And that's why my challenge to you is this. Sing your guts out for Jesus Christ this year.
所以我要告诉你们的就是在今年你一定要充就是满心欢喜的来歌唱，在教会里面歌唱。But
it's not only just enough to sing with your voice, you've got to make music with your life.
不是只是仅仅的用你的声音来歌唱，你要用这个音乐，这个喜悦呢，从心里而出。Question,
when you come to church on Sunday, what do you bring with you to church? Do you bring with you delight? Do you bring with you music? Do you bring with you the beauty of Jesus Christ? Or do you bring a headache?
你的那个头痛的事情来这个教会的?
I read an interesting article just this last week, which was titled, How to Fall in Love with Yourself in 2013.
他看到了一篇文章，他是讲说，在2013年的时候，你怎么来爱你自己？
It's interesting, the second suggestion was, if you want to fall in love with yourself in 2013, it said, have a date with a bubble bath every Sunday.
他说这里面呢，讲到了说，你如果要爱你自己的话呢，你呢每个礼拜天呢，你要泡一个泡澡。
And I thought to myself, on Sunday, each one of us has a date. But the date isn't with the bubble bath, the date is with the body of Christ. And we have to come and love and make music and be a servant in the church if this church is going to be a rock this year.
但是我要说的是，我们在礼拜天的时候，并不是要去只是泡一个澡，我们是要带着喜悦的心情来我们的教会，来满心欢喜的歌唱。
Final takeaway as we close, we all need to be born again as we go into a new year.
我们最后要讲的就是，我们都要再重生一次，在新的一年当中。
Did you notice, if you were paying close attention, three times in this psalm, it speaks about people being born into the city of God.
你知道这短短的一篇那个诗篇里面，它三次提到了人们是在锡安城里面生的。
Obviously, he's not talking about being literally born into the city of God. He's talking about the importance of being spiritually born into the city of God.
所以呢，这里并不是讲说你真的就是生在锡安这个城里面，是说的是你在锡安这个城里面，你的灵性上有新的生命。And
so as we enter into New Year, I want to ask you again the question, what is your rock?
所以在我们开始新的一年的时候，我要问大家的问题就是，什么是你的基石磐石？
Is your rock your own good works, or is your rock your trusting in the cross of Jesus Christ?
是你的磐石是建立在你自己的做的功上呢，还是你建立在神的话上？
I like to read a lot about Jewish writings, and there's a very interesting statement made somewhere in the Talmud.
那他念了很多那些犹太文里面的一些事以后，就注意到一件事情。
The Talmud says this, that in every generation there are 36 righteous souls, and if one of these 36 righteous souls sins, the world will come to an end.
那这他那个写到了说，他说每一代里面是有36种那个灵魂会歌唱，如果这他们全部一起歌唱的时候呢，这个世界就会变成末日。
But I'll ask you, is that biblical? Is it biblical that there are 36 righteous souls and this world depends upon it?
我们是讲说这个36个，他说真神是就是这是我们这个世界那个依靠的吗？
Well, let's say, okay, they're not 36 righteous souls. Let's say they're just 10 righteous souls. Let's say there's just 5 righteous souls. Let's say there's just 1 righteous soul. Does the world depend upon 1 righteous soul?
那我们不要说36个，也不要说10个、5个，或者我们说只一个，这整个世界是由一个，就依靠这一个那个真理吗？
No, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. Look, as we go into a new year, I don't offer you good advice. I give you good news.
所以呢，圣经里面告诉我们，不是我们并不是依靠了任何一个这些，那我们呢是依靠了我们是要讲的这个就是今年要我们看到这个圣经里面告诉我们的。
I don't say to you,Here are some New Year's resolutions. I don't say to you, here are some rules for you to follow this year. Instead, I say, here's the greatest story ever told.
那我并不是说要告诉你，这有一些的规则你要那个知道，你这些要规矩你要遵循。我要告诉你说，有一件事情你可以做的。
Do you understand as you go into a new year that you're not saved by your good works, you're saved by what Jesus did on the cross?
你知道你在进入新年的时候，并不是说按照某些人说的某些话，而是你要按照神所告诉我们的。
The other congregation, I ended up by saying this. It's so important as we go into a new year for all of us to say, Amen! Amen! I believe it! I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and that's my only rock on which I'm going to trust for the new year.
所以在我们进入新年的时候，我们要欢喜地说阿们阿们，是因为上帝他在那个钉死在十字架上，让我们有重生的生命，我们才有那个好的那个好的前景。
If you've never said amen to that, say it this first Sunday of the new year.
如果你还没有讲那个阿们的话，你在这个新年的第一个礼拜天，请你开口说阿门。